Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey mamas, hey, welcome back to the I Almost Died podcast. I have decided today is gonna be, it's gonna have to be a horizontal day. Oh my god, the cord was literally just in my butt crack and I almost unplugged the thing, thus restarting the episode. Nope, today's a horizontal episode. Today was a little mental health day, as they call it. So I just feel the need to be sitting on my giant beanbags talking to you guys. I have my friend here, little Squishmallow. Okay, Squishmallows, like, have names, but I always cut the tag off because, like, I don't care. And also, scratchy, itchy tag, ew, get off. So I always cut it off, and then I don't know what the tag is. So if any of y'all got an ID on the Squishmallow, let me know. In the spirit of randomly opening up to you guys about random facets of my life that definitely fall under the category of oversharing, I want to talk to you guys. Okay. I'm coming out as a lactose intolerance sufferer today, publicly on the internet. This is a I Almost Died exclusive story, baby. I'm gonna walk you through how my life has gotten me to this point, how it all went down. So y'all, if farting offends you, if you're a little fart baby that can't handle the word fart or poop, go get a job and a life. Anyways, we're gonna be talking about farting, and I'm really sorry. But listen, if we can make fart jokes, we can have serious conversations about farts and gastrointestinal issue problems. Issues and problems are the same thing. It's now occurring to me. Anyways, so. All my life, up until about a year ago, I was a cheese lover, baby. Like, it literally was my brand at one point. I'm not even kidding. Like, I would bring so much cheese to school for lunch and just, like, eat it on, like a ridiculous amount on the daily, baby. Like, I would bring, like, most kids would bring, like, a yogurt tube or, like, a cheese string to, like, school, to class. Nope, I would bring, like, four slices. There was these, I don't even know what they were called now. They were, like, they're, like, fancy Baby Bells, kind of. Although I did go through a Baby Bell phase, don't even get it twisted. I would throw it down for a Baby Bell, let me tell you. It wasn't even about the cheese, really. It was more about, like, the wax. Like, y'all know the wax on Baby Bells? That something was just so satisfying about that. Like, grabbing the wax and just, like, putting it into a ball, and then you just have this little red ball. At one point, I was collecting them. Like, I would eat so much Baby Bell and take the wax layers and, like, make this giant ball. Like, it got to the size of my fist. But then I realized that, like, the Baby Bell wax still has cheese residue on it. And what does cheese do? Mold. So I had it just sitting in my room, and it started smelling really bad and, like, getting, like, black. So that was the end of the Baby Bell cheese ball. That's besides the point. Basically, I was a cheese lover, like, big time Rush cheese lover. And I also was a milk drinker. I don't know when this really ramped up for me, but I think around when I was, like, 12 or 13, I started drinking exclusively milk. This is really disgusting.
I like would not drink water. The tap water in my dad's house was just like nasty. I couldn't do it. So I would like almost only drink milk. Like I'm talking, I would get home from school, drink, like when you think of a cup, you think of a nice little dainty glass, don't you? A little dainty glass. No. I want you to imagine like almost like a milkshake glass size. And I was filling that up with milk, like 3% milk and chugging that. And I would have three of those at least on the minimum a day. Now, consequently, I started getting the worst stomach aches of my life. Like, it would literally be to the point where I couldn't sit up straight. I would have to go curl up in a ball, kind of similar to how I am right now. I'd have to go curl up in a ball and let nature take its course, baby. Like, I would be farting. The duality of me literally talking about losing my virginity to this episode, me talking about just constantly sharding, that's really something for the books. Anyways, like, I would, like, tell my dad, like, I need to go lay down. And it was happening every single day. Now, I think, like, what's the word? When it's, like, coincidentally, I just stopped drinking milk for whatever reason, at least as much as I was before. Like, I think I just kind of got sick of it. Like, you know when you have, like, your beverage and you're like, damn, this is the... If I'm gonna have a beverage... No, how does that TikTok sound go? If I'm gonna have a drink, I don't even... Y'all, anyways. So, I just stopped drinking milk, and I guess I didn't notice at the time, but my stomach ache stopped going, or started going away. Now, my close friend... No, listen. When I'm with people, I can hold a fart in, okay? I can really hold it in. However, I got a friend group around grade 11 that lasted kind of like up until like a few years ago. And we just like hung out so much. Like we would literally hang out the entire weekend, like cancel all our plans for the weekend and just all hang out, like playing out. Like what we would do is like play a whole video game, like a 40-hour video game in a single weekend. It was actually insane, but it was so fun. But anyways, as you probably know, you can't really hold in a fart for more than 24 hours. Like, if you got a little bubble in your butt for 24 hours, like, you need an Olympic medal. So it wasn't like I was just hanging out with people, and if I had felt the need, like, I could just hold it in. No, because I was around them in a tiny apartment for like literally up to 72 hours at times. So sometimes, against my wishes, one would pop out. And it kind of became a joke. Like, they, at first, like, I don't think they really said anything, but then it kind of got apparent. They'd be like, that was disgusting. That was nasty, Ben. And then they would like, and then it kind of became a meme, like, oh, Ben sharted himself. What's new? So. Oh, I thought my DoorDash was here. I ordered a big fat Caesar salad with cheese on it. So I basically have learned nothing. But anyways, continuing on. I just thought that was just a part of me. At that point, I never thought it was lactose intolerant, and no one ever really brought it up to me. I just kind of thought this, that's who I am. I'm a farter, baby, and I wear it proudly. And like my mom, like she would also, by the way, my mom is coming to visit tomorrow. Exciting. Kind of scary though, but anyways, she would be like it kind of became like funny. Like I'd fart and then like I'd try and make it. It was so embarrassing. But like, to like 10-year-old me would like try and make it really loud so it'd be like funny, and she'd be like, ew, ha ha ha. But I quickly realized that's not actually funny, especially when people have to smell it. So anyways. So you're probably wondering, Ben, so how do you know that you're lactose intolerant? And the thing is, I don't. I don't know for sure. But, okay, I feel like a pain in my chest. Like, let me reposition myself. I don't know if it's how I'm sitting, but I feel like I might have a heart attack. Anyways. Let me sit in the corner real quick. Fun fact, this is like my lit. Oh, my God. This is like my little panic corner. This is when I go when it's like a real not good day. And I'm like, I need an enclosed space. I don't know why, but I get a lot of comfort in like literally being smushed. Like, it's like almost like opposite of claustrophobia. Like, I feel a lot of safety curling up in a little shell. Like, I don't know if I was like a snail, a clam, a crab, a turtle in another life. But I would believe it. It is very fun to just be smushed. So anyways, basically, a few months ago, my dad got admitted to the hospital. Oh my God, I don't even know if I can say this. I'm like exposing someone else's health records. Why did Siri just listen on that? Scary. But no, he was going to the hospital. I was like, uh-oh. And he was fine, but the reason was he was... Mariah carrying with a D. Dariah carrying. So he went to the hospital, and they, I don't know what they did. I wasn't there, to be honest. I just got bits and pieces of this incident. But he basically found out he's lactose intolerant, which is crazy because this man, every single meal, will eat a giant block of cheese. Like, I want, like, you know those giant orange blocks of cheddar you can get at the store? Like, he would literally have like a third of that on his plate. So I was like, huh? Like, that doesn't make much sense. But I was like, okay. And then also, another compelling piece of evidence for my case for me being lactose intolerant is I need to stand up. Like, actually, Oh my God, ow, 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 don't look at my foot. Ew, that's so embarrassing, but oh my God, I think I just pulled something. Ow, no, I'm not letting this ruin a podcast. I'm 13 minutes into this very compelling. Oh my God, this is actually like, holy hell, I can't even move my foot. What is happening? Ow, ow, it feels like a joint inside is like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. No one, if you are a... If you're like a foot freak, I'ma call them. Ow, 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 ow. And you're taking pictures of this right now when I'm literally in pain? Die. Die a swift death. Holy hell. Actually, I don't know what's happening right now. Oh, I like can't move it. It's like... Oh! It feels like something just broke in my foot, but I don't even know what happened. I just like bent it back. Oh! This is fun little entertainment for y'all, just watching me in pain. I'm gonna try and get up on one foot. Holy. Ow, 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 ow. What is happening? It's like, I was gonna be like, if anyone knows what to do, please leave a comment, but this is probably gonna get posted 2 weeks from when I'm filming this, so like, maybe I'll just be dead by then, depending on what's going on with my foot. Genuinely, what is happening right now? This is actually so incredibly painful. Like, I know I'm like joking around, but oh my God. This is what I get for making an episode about a medical issue. The universe is just like, have another one. Okay. Well, I think I'm stable in this position. I have it kind of stretched and it doesn't feel as bad, but I literally can't flex my toes. Oh, maybe I can. Okay, ew, don't look there, you freaking weirdos. No, actually, I'm going to be checking the internet, and I will be looking to see if anyone, like, screen capped that moment. to like get off on it, I will report you to the FBI and you will face swift consequence.
Okay, I need to put my Gengar slippers back on because y'all are actually freaks. Like, actually, y'all are so disgusting.
Looking at my toes for your personal gain while I'm in pain. Like, what is happening to me? Okay, anyways. So,
we'll get into more about lactose intolerance right after this quick break. I think I need to put my foot on ice. Hold on a second.
So, I have no ice pack, so I have just kind of accepted that suffering is my new reality.
So, that is life.
So, my dad is hospitalized, much like maybe I will be tonight. And, yeah. Basically, he tells me that he's lactose intolerant. And I'm like, okay.
So, that was piece of evidence number one. Piece of evidence number two. This blew my mind. You can go look it up yourself because my facts probably aren't completely correct. But it was like a map of lactose intolerance based on latitudes in the world. And it was so crazy because the people living up in like Sweden and the real mayonnaise warriors of the world, like basically very white people, they're fine. They can freaking pour up that cheese, pour up that milk, not have a single issue for the most part. Then it's the strangest thing, I didn't really look into why, but like as you go like closer to the equator, which also is where typically people are more melanated, you have higher lactose intolerance. Like literally people closer to the equator and like places in like India and stuff, like people are literally like almost 90% of people are lactose intolerant. It's insane. And I used to, I don't want to say I used to laugh, but I used to find it humorous that people couldn't have milk or cheese. I thought it was like such a strange thing to happen. Like you see cheese everywhere in like Canada and America. So it just kind of feels like everyone can have it. Like it's a fun little treat for everyone, but that is just not the case. And it makes sense because I used to always wonder, like, in the cooking of a lot of other cultures, like some Asian cultures and stuff, there's no cheese to be found. Like, Indian culture it's kind of different because they have, like, this goat cheese, like paneer, which you sometimes see. And that's cheese. And India has a lot of lactose intolerant people, my dad being one of them. So, like, that was very strange to me, but why did I just hear my garage open? Oh, no, that was my neighbors. I was like, someone is coming to finish me off. It's the freaking Grim Reaper pulling up in a Tesla, and he's going to cut my leg off. But no, when I was an exchange student in Japan, I noticed, like, you barely find cheese anywhere, like, nowhere. And if you do, it's like a novelty. Like, it's not something that's incorporated into every single item like it is here. So that was kind of evidence B for me that, okay, I can move my foot a bit now. That was just so strange and just not fun. I didn't love that. So then I started like experimenting with it. I would like not eat any dairy for like a week at a time, and I noticed my stomach wasn't a rumbling, my booty wasn't a tumbling, and I just felt better. And here I am, sitting on my beanbags, waiting for my big fat Caesar salad, loaded with cheese, to arrive. With a lot of lactose intolerance that I've met, I'd typically hear them be like, I can't have cheese, or I can't have milk or ice cream. And then what would I see them doing? Eating cheese, drinking milk, licking some ice cream. With the same tongue that fed me lies. No, anyways. And I was like, what are y'all doing? Like, typically with allergies, now I get this isn't an allergy, but I kind of like thought it was. So I was like, typically with allergies, like, you don't see people being like, I'm allergic to peanuts and then popping a little peanut in their mouth. No, they would die. So I was like very confused a lot of the time and be like, what do you mean? They'd be like, ah, you know, and sometimes I just can't resist myself. So my understanding is, you know, sometimes you gotta risk it for the biscuit, baby. If that biscuit is a cheese biscuit, like, it's manageable. And with that being said, apparently, I've never tried this, but apparently there's medications that you can take. Like, I think one's called Beano, which you can eat, which, like, you take it before having dairy, and then it'll just help your stomach. So there's like stuff like that, but you see, the thing is, I've never tried it. And is this still recording? Yes. If you're a long time Ben of the Week fan, and by long time I mean you saw my video that I posted last year where I tried swallowing pills and just threw up multiple times, ain't gonna happen, as Kanye said. Ain't gonna happen. I still can't swallow pills. Surprise, surprise, everybody. 22. 22 Taylor's version, can't swallow pills. So for my iron though, I got that under control. I take liquid iron supplement, very fun, very good. No, but I did discover Pepto-Bismol. Now, this isn't made for lactose intolerance, but did I listen to the medicinal doctor's instructions? No, I just take it because it's actually kind of delicious. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Pepto-Bismol is kind of actually good. Like, if it was a little bit less chalky and you could, like, get it at Subway with, like, your sandwich, like they had it in, like, the little soda fountains, I think it would maybe be my drink of choice. And you know what? If that's a red flag, it's my red flag. But I like to taste Pepto-Bismol unironically, unmedicinally, and I could drink that frequently. So, basically where I'm at now is in the stages of grief, there's the one called denial. I think that's where I am right now, but I'm just on the border of acceptance, because I'm like, you know what, this just, because as y'all know, I don't eat meat, I eat fish, but canceling out dairy is canceling out another giant facet of my diet. So if I can't have dairy, that means no more. I don't eat eggs because I find them gross. So no eggs, no beef, no chicken, no pork, no lamb. But lamb's freaking weird. Like, I would never eat that willingly. No milk, no cheese, no yogurt. How's that TikTok audio go? No dick, no balls. I'm sorry. Woo! So what does that leave me? Beans, vegetables, bread. Oh my God. And fish. Do you know how depressing that is? So that's why I'm in denial. I refuse to believe it. And I continue to eat dairy, but very minimally. Okay. So here's the thing. I don't buy any dairy. No, like, no dairy has come into my house by way of groceries. Now, sometimes it's on a salad. Sometimes it's in a burger. For example, I had the Mr. Beast Impossible Burger today. It was kind of good. There was cheese on it. Actually, it wasn't kind of good. Y'all, I'm sorry, Mr. Beast, if you're watching this. Would love to collab, baby. But, no, like, it wasn't that good. But I think that was just because I haven't had a burger in so long. So I was like, what the hell am I eating? Like, this is a block of meat between bread. Kind of scary. So, I'm in denial, but I'm so close to accepting it, you guys. Like, I'm almost at the point where I can just, like, fully give it up. And I can just, see, the thing is, it's not like I can tell people I'm vegan, because then I just go on eat a piece of fish, and they're like, what the hell, Ben? I thought you were vegan. But, like, I don't eat so many things. It's literally just fish. And fish are just swimming around, being dumb, having not a single thought in their brain, just like me. But, like, let me have this. Let me have this, please. I'm like a part-time vegan. Okay? Let's leave it at that.
Oh my god, but another thing is, this is a little sad story, but this is kind of funny. So I think this might be the topic of my next episode, but it's going to be very dark, so I need to like really think about how I want to approach it, but it's going to be about how like my exercising journey, but also body image and also other things that require trigger warning. That might be next week's episode, but I need to think that through. I have overshared a lot. Maybe we need to like have a little classic I almost died story about something not dark, or just me sharing something very deeply personal. So basically, I was taking this protein powder, and it was whey protein. W-H-E-Y, whey protein. And I didn't know where this came from, but I knew it was like they had vegetarian on the label. So I was like, okay, like I'm like, this is for me. This is a product marketed for me. You see, the thing is, I didn't know whey is literally the solids of milk. Like, they take milk and like, I don't know what they do. They do something nasty to it, and then it just becomes like hard pieces of like almost cheese, and then they like grind it up, and then it becomes whey. That is actually disgusting. But anyways, order this off Amazon. Now, this was in my scamming era. Let me tell you about this. So I discovered this loophole in the building that I was living at, where the Amazon delivery person would deliver the item. No, wait, how did it? No. He would try and deliver the item and then couldn't because he needed like a building code, but we didn't have a buzzer for my apartment, so there's no way to accept packages, which was really annoying. But what would happen is he would drive the package back to like the closest like Amazon pickup point, which would be like a Staples or something, and it was really close to my house, so like wasn't that inconvenient. Still an inconvenience, until I realized that when they attempt a delivery and Amazon finds out that it like wasn't delivered, you can get a refund, baby. Oh, is my salad here? Nope. Just a citizen notification. Live video at scene. Motorcycle crash. Anyways. So basically, they say, as far as Amazon knows, it's not delivered. It's in the back rooms. It's in a freaking liminal space somewhere in the void. So, but then I would pick up the package and have it. So sometimes I could literally make a profit off of it. I would like get a refund, and then somehow I was able to return it as well and get a refund. So it would literally be like a double refund. Now, I don't know if that's legal, but that's Amazon's problem. Anyways, so basically what happened was this protein powder, I wanted to return it because I actually got it and then discovered that it was making me have the worst stomach pains of my life because it was literally straight milk, like the worst part of milk for your stomach ache. And I was just chugging it in these smoothies, mixing it with literal milk. So a nightmare of a beverage. But I was like talking to Amazon support and I was like, I need a refund, babies. And I was like, it just made me literally like the toilet's not the same. Like that was a porcelain cracking event. And she was like, okay. But Amazon had changed their return policy, so I had to mail it back. Now, I was like, ma'am, I'm a brown man, and you want me mailing an unidentified powder? You want me pulling up to the post office with a box of white powder? Because I didn't have the original container. I put it into like my own little containers because I was an organized wench. But she was like, no, like you have to return some part of it. And I was like, the only part I have of this is the white powder. Like, I'm literally going to get investigated by the FBI if I just mail a box of white powder. Are you insane? And she's like, nope, sorry. And so I think I was just in a bad mood. So I was like, I'm a guilt trip this Amazon employee. I was like, I literally sharded myself. and you won't give me a refund. And this was a time when, like, legitimately, like, genuinely, I actually, like, should have gotten a refund. And, like, I think this was after the loophole was patched. So, like, I couldn't, like, mark it as, like, not delivered. So, like, I literally just had this whey protein powder, which just made me shart. Oh, my salad's here. Let's go, baby. Okay. Thank you so much for watching / listening. If you watch this episode and want to listen to it, it's available on all audio podcast platforms. And if you want to watch this because you're listening, you can just search up I Almost Died on YouTube and see my scary face. Thank you for being patient with me while I had a foot episode and nearly felt like I was dying. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys next Wednesday. Oh, tweet me your near-death experiences using the hashtag I... That was a hiccup. Hashtag... Oh, no. Hashtag I Almost Died Podcast on Twitter. My Twitter's at Ben of the Week. And all my social medias are Ben of the Week. Okay, I'm gonna get up real slow so I don't break anything. I love you all so much. Take care. Be safe. Ben of the Week, it's chill.